Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, DJ Sincere, Dirty Basement Radio, coming at you live from the big city. This is how we get it in, straight like this.
From the graveyard, 6 feet, three pair of Nikes, and rapidly sour cushion my ideas. I stay calm, like stepping on pins and needles. I should be Lennon bars, resurrect John and the Beatles. I think my sanity's been trapped in a cell. I've been rolling in the deep, on the search for Adele. Half of them telling truth, most of them frail. Face forward, single file, cause I expect you to fail. It's the cornerstone, I got them running like the pizza man in Home Alone. My chick bad, real bad, look like Neolone. Yellow Mac into a sister on the speakerphone. If she ain't got a wave on me, leave her home.
I'm just chillin' in my basement. Pictures in the air, niggas blockin' the stairs. My mind's racing. We having a basement party, everybody here. Table full of neck in the rear. It ain't gonna be a basement party. Only niggas on the stairs. Hey, you ain't no kidding.
Only give credit where it's needed. Been dealing with some shit, probably wouldn't believe it. What they tell me, I'll be bobbing and weaving. Fuck the dummies, you have nothing for me. This is still, you probably got lucky. Mine on the fame, mine on the money. I wanna roll in paper like a mummy. Up day and night, kick, cutty, chillin' in the basement, please don't disturb me. Inhaling trees like Kirby, zoning out the world. Working.
I'm just chillin' in my basement. Pictures in the air, niggas blocking the stairs, my mind's racing.
We having a basement party, everybody here.
I'm just chillin' in my basement. Pictures in the air, niggas blockin' the stairs. My mind's racing. I'm just chillin' in my basement. Pictures in the air, niggas blockin' the stairs. My mind's racing.
Dirty. Oh yes, Dirty Basement Radio, we're back in the building in full effect. In spite of me feeling a little bit under the weather here in New York City, we have entered the winter season. The hawk is out in full effect. For those of you who don't understand what the hawk is, it's cold outside. Oh my goodness, it's cold outside. But we're going to heat it up as we always do every single Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Excuse me, y'all. You can probably tell I'm a little bit congested, but we're going to do the damn thing regardless. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get it in. All right? So telephone lines are open, 3050. Please bear with me. We're going to get through this show. Telephone lines are open once again, 563-999-3050. Please press that number one button if you want to come on the air so I know you got something you want to say. Now, if you missed it yesterday, you missed a real smooth show yesterday on yesterday's The Listening Room DC, hosted by my dude, Priest Alika. All right, you got to go check that show out. He was definitely in the pocket yesterday. All right, so go and check those archives for yesterday's edition of The Listening Room DC. And make sure y'all tune in this coming Monday for The Listening Room Philly with Priest alongside the JP3. All right, they always got some good vibes, some good music, some definitely some serious talk. Now you might want to chime in on some of their topics, all right? So definitely tune into them. Big shout out to all my people that are showing love right now, all my people on IG, all my people on Twitter and the various social medias. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw, last week, who popped back in the building for a reemergence, for an appearance. All right, that was definitely a good look. Hopefully, Mr. Roy is starting to get back in the swing of things. He already made the announcement that, he's anticipating his return, his reemergence, as it will, to his show here on Dirty Basement Radio, him and the Purple Dread. They do the brother and sister experience on Thursday, so we're looking forward to that coming back after the new year, because we'll be going on hiatus in about another month or so, maybe a little more, about another month or so, we'll call it, and we'll be shutting things down until the new year. So looking for me and Mr. Roy to be back in the building along with his sister Purple Dread for the new year. All right, back on board with that brother and sister experience, always definitely a real good time. All right. Let me jump over here to the telephone line. All right, look like I got my homegirl, Nate, in the building. All right, big supporter. All right, she's been rocking with us for the past couple of weeks. I got introduced to the show by one of my other folks, or some of my other folks that's affiliated with my other folks. And, she's been supporting the show ever since. So we definitely appreciate that. Nate, what's good with you?
I'm doing good. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Just a little bit of congestion, Just something that I suffered through various times of the year, especially this year when the weather's switching over and, my sinuses go haywire and, it's just the best. But I'll be all right. But thank you, though. I appreciate that.
Of course.
So what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Same old. Just watching the news and with all this lawsuit with Travis and everything, and how more people, they found it out, more people died at that concert. So now it's up to 10 people. And the sad part about it, the youngest is a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah, I was hearing about that. I was definitely hearing about that. We got a few things that we got to talk about here on Dirty Basement Radio today, and that definitely being one of them. The continued fallout from the Astroworld situation with Travis Scott. But a lot of people don't know because, Travis Scott, of course, being the lead artist, that being his festival, his event, he's taken the brunt of the criticism and the weight, and rightly so. But there's also a number of other people behind the scenes that were also involved quite heavily. And one of them, people may not be aware, who's also being sued in this tragedy, is also Drake. Drake is also in the mix in this, and he's one of the reported defendants in this whole situation. So, it's not just Travis Scott that's being sued, is going to be under the microscope for what happened at this event, but it's also going to be Drake and some other people, including the venue itself, including the security, including the police, because it's been said that while Travis Scott might not. See, now they're even saying that he wasn't aware. Not only wasn't he not aware of when he was on stage what was going down, he wasn't aware until after he got off stage and was at some type of another event, like an after party or something, when he got word of. I have a hard time believing that. I really do. I have a hard time believing that.
I do, too, because I've seen on YouTube that how a lot of people, his audience, was screaming at him to stop the show. Because somebody passed out right next to him while he was on that podium.
Right.
So
well, I have a hard time believing.
And then plus
I have a hard time believing myself. So we'll see.
With all the drama that he does with all his fans and everything, it doesn't look good for him.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't look good. So, there's going to have to be some money paid out for this situation and other kind of legal remedies for the people that were involved. So it's definitely a very unfortunate thing.
It's up to $750 million right now.
Yeah. And even that, it may even move up from that as as more information continues to come out. One of the other big tragedies this week, the big story this week, unfortunately, the tragic story in hip-hop once again. We are revisiting this story once again. We have another tragic death in hip-hop. Rest in peace to Young Dolph, who was killed actually in his hometown, all right, unfortunately, in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, in, it looks like, a strip mall. He had pulled into a strip mall to purchase some items, and some folks ran up on him. Now, there is security video of this. They released a couple of still pictures that were taken from some of the security cameras that were in the area. So provided those cameras were working properly, there should be an entire video of exactly what went down. Now, it looks like from the still pictures that the assailants, you know, they had their faces covered. But you still, there still may be an instance where the camera was able to catch them without their face covered. So hopefully that's something that will make its way into the hands of law enforcement, and they'll be able to do their jobs and bring those people, you know, to justice who killed that young man. Because we've seen this play out too many times in hip-hop, whether it's Young Dolph or whether it's Nipsey or whether, you know, you go back to Biggie and Tupac and so many other folks along the way, a lot of these young artists too. And in this particular case, I got to look into this a little bit further, but there seems to be an uneasy pattern, because it looks like that if you're signed to Empire, you definitely better, you know, keep your head on the swivel, because apparently it seems that their artist seemed to meet their demise at a pretty young age and at a pretty high rate. I think this is either the fourth or fifth artist that was signed to that particular label that's been shot and killed. So that's something that needs to be taken a look at too. You know, we don't do the Conspiracy Tuesdays. We don't do the conspiracy shows anymore, but there may be something to that. There may be something to that of what's going down and why artists from that particular label seem to be meeting their demise at such an early age and at such a heavy rate. 563-999-3050. Let us know what you think about this or any other subject that may be on your mind. We got a lot to play. We got a lot to say today. We're going to see if Mr. Roy is going to pop up in the building. All right, and what else may go on as I rock out for y'all today. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my dude, Two-Face. All right, he got some heavy new music coming up. All right, the trailer for the video is out now. You might have seen that up on your social media. The song is real, real serious. Definitely a banger. And you know we had it here first on Dirty Basement Radio. You know I keep the exclusives or the hottest independent artists. Make no mistake and accept no imitations. This is my man, Two-Face. Life Done Changed. Arms.
What you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
The money and the fame went straight to his brain. Brothers ain't the same, so they calling him a lame. How you switching up his game? Now you flying in that lane. When you thought it was a plane, then your eyes start to strain. Cause you can't believe it's me, and they let me in the game. Two-Face what? Kanye who? From the east to the west, I ain't playing the fool. When I got it off my chest, hey, things still cool. So improved, like I'ma always drop them jewels. I ain't breaking no rules, you can't refuse the news. Good music won't lose, yeah, I got the juice. When they all in cahoots, I'm a living proof. Pull it right from the root, tear it off the roof. When the boys won't shoot, you can lose it too. They some gangsters spitting all in that booth. I just leave it for the killers and them army troops.
This is what you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
Every day gotta eat, dog off the leash. Niggas stop hating, say I'm taking all the beef. Rain with the clouds, high off the leash. Eight times the future, who your girl wanna meet? So much money, she don't care when I cheat. I'm the Bronx KRS, call me the teacher when I speak. When they say original, them niggas talking about me. I'm the best kept secret when I'm flying OT. A nigga smoking on the best and I ain't never gon' sleep. Made it out the hood, thought I would never say peace. 5'11 nigga, look at HT. NBA ball is too short.
sort to face me. New seasons that are popping and I'm riding to the sea. Call it what you wanted, I call it a masterpiece. I'm talking about lyrics and classics without the beat. You know the track is a yeah, it's on repeat.
This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood. My life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood. My life done changed.
Yeah, that's that new fire coming from my man Two-Face right there, Life's Unchanged. Make sure y'all get ready for that one. The video is going to be dropping real, real soon. So remember when you heard that first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to all the independent artists that are definitely doing they thing. And you can always find the hottest independent artists right here on Dirty Basement Radio. If you miss any show, make sure you go back and check the archives. You can hear that heat. This is another gentleman right here who was in the building a couple weeks ago dropping off this flame right here. Big shout out to my dude Sedan. Y'all niggas ain't getting it. You definitely gonna learn today. Let's go.
The eyes wide shut, the dead in the cut.
Speeds from the street and the heat for the one. What you feel a buggy jump with the pump pump. Bounty on the sound won't make it big as the bomb bomb.
Yeah, big shout out to my dude, Sedan the God of Sound. That's the banger right there, getting it. I coming at you live from Queens. Queens, get the money. You know how we do it. Dirty Basement Radio. Tune in Saturdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hanging out right now with my homegirl, Nay. She in the building. Yo, Nay, have you seen that commercial for Megan Thee Stallion? She got this. She got this partnership now with a Popeye. She got like a sauce.
Yeah, hottie sauce.
Yeah. What you think about that? What you think about, you know, her and that whole promotion she got going on with her Popeye chicken right now? What do you think about that hottie sauce? Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Nope.
But it's
okay. Okay, do you plan on? Okay.
She's the first one to ever do that. Normally, you see a lot of artists doing their clothing line or perfume line. Oh, what have you? She's like actually the first to do something like that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess we have to check that out and see if that's, you know, see if that's the case. I know there's been other partnerships with other, you know, music artists over the years with different brands and products and whatnot. As far as, you know, linking directly with a fast food chain like that, you know, because, you know, rappers have even put out liquors. There's been, you know, Cameron had a liquor. A number of artists had liquors, wines even.
Oh,
I know
that is
E-40
true.
Had a, huh?
That is true.
You know, different stuff like that. And nowadays, a lot of artists have their own weed strains. You know, they have a weed that they're actually selling under their own brand names.
Oh, that's new to me.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know that. I think Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys has rolled out a 420 line, including CBD. I know that some of the cats in the West Coast, like Corrupt, has had one for a while. We actually interviewed a young lady from California a couple of years ago for the First Lady of the West Coast, and she was, I think, she's one of the first black females to have her own strain in the marketplace.
Okay, that's what's up.
You know, so artists have been
definitely,
you know, getting involved. I'm just interested to know, does it, you know, what does it taste like? You know, do people like it? You know, does it have its own kind of flavor? Does it remind you of something else? Does it just taste like they put mixed ketchup with hot sauce? What, you know, what does it taste like?
Or mixed ketchup with hot sauce,
you know,
and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They might have just mixed some ketchup with some hot sauce and whatnot. Because now, back in the days, I used to work in a place, right? And the place was famous. And the place was famous in my hood for Philly cheesesteaks, right? Now, I used to go there in my younger days and buy Philly cheesesteaks. You know what I'm saying? Like my old dad, he would go there and buy a whole bunch of stuff. And we was, you know, watching the wrestling or something like that. He'd go buy, you know, $20, $30, $40 worth of food and, you know, come back and whatnot. So years later, I ended up getting a job there and ended up working there for a while, right? Now, part of the thing, right, big shout out to Munir's Steak and Take, a.k.a. Fast Break, all right, on Linden Boulevard and Merrick Boulevard, all my people from the hood, all right, from back in the days, y'all know what I'm talking about, all right? Everybody came to this spot. We used to have celebrities come to this spot from back in the days, you know what I'm saying? You might see Salt and Pepper might come through. You might see Run DMC come through. Everybody used to come through this spot, all right? Now, part of the thing,
it was the spot where it was the place to be.
Yeah, it was one of the places to be, you know what I'm saying? It's like everybody wanted these Philly cheesesteaks because they had a very unique kind of a taste, you know what I'm saying? Now, people would move away from the neighborhood, and then they would come back, you know, after I started working there, and, you know, they would come back to the place, and they would be like, man, I moved to Atlanta, but anytime I come to New York, I got to come through here because no place else got that taste, right? Now,
okay.
They used to make a sauce, right? They had their own secret sauce, right? And their sauce was such a secret that they wouldn't let you see them mix it up, right?
Oh, wow.
They had an apartment that was behind the restaurant. So they would actually go in the back to the back apartment behind the restaurant, mix up the sauce in a 5-gallon bucket and then bring it back out. Because they didn't want you to see They didn't want you to see not only what was in it, but what proportion of what ingredient went into the mix. That's how serious that they was about their sauce. And I never did find out the exact recipe for that sauce. Otherwise, it might have been a problem. All right? It might have been a problem. They might have turned around and that sauce might have been on the supermarket shelf. All right?
So
with my name on that motherfucker.
It.
That's right. With my name on it. Sincere's Secret Sauce. And I'd have made me a whole lot of money. But yeah, big shout out to Megan Thee Stallion, all right, out there doing her thing, partnering up with Popeyes, getting that next bag, all right. So definitely big shout out to her and all the other entrepreneurs that's making those connections and doing it up straight like that. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, man, we got all the hottest independent artists, all the realest talk, all the info, all the news. All right, once again, we want to say rest in peace to Young Dolph, who just lost his life, you know, to violence. Tragically, just a couple of days ago, it was all over the social media, all over my social.
And our condolences go out to his family and friends.
Yes, definitely. You know, now you also just had the trial that just ended. They had a trial, young man named Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse was accused and subsequently acquitted of killing two people and seriously wounding another. I think the other person is paralyzed and confined to a wheelchair right now. And all this went down in Wisconsin at a Black Lives Matter protest that, you know, stemmed from a police-involved shooting. Now, all right. When I first looked at this case, I was like, well, here's a white guy, young white kid, actually. I think he was 17 years old at the time. All right, you have this young white kid who went or was taken and dropped off, you know, to this, you know, some people might call it a rally, some people might call it a protest, some people might call it a riot. All right, but he was dropped off into this atmosphere. Walking around with a gun. Now, I'm not quite sure what the laws are in Wisconsin about, you know, if they have any laws that prohibit open carry or any laws that directly support and allow open carry of a firearm. I don't know. But here you have this young man who, at the time, I'm not quite sure if he was even of a legal age in that state to carry a firearm, but here you have him walking in the street with this firearm, and other people in the street engaged in various activities and behaviors, and he comes across a couple of people, a couple of people come across him, and shit goes down, and he ends up feeling threatened and ends up shooting and killing a couple of people. Now,
so he says.
Now, if you find yourself in an active situation like that, you know, people are, you know, like a mass of people are in the street and whatnot. Quite naturally, you may be a bit fearful of what's going on. But you decided that you wanted to inject yourself into that environment. All right, so the environment didn't come to you. The violence didn't come to your doorstep. You decided that you wanted to involve yourself in this and go to where the protest was. And what happens. Then you end up killing a couple of people and then want to turn around and claim that it's self-defense. Now, let's put the shoe on the other foot. Now, some people have said that if it was, this is crazy. They said that if it had been a black person that had of gate, if Kyle Rittenhouse had been a black person instead, and it had went down in a similar way, and the black guy felt threatened because other people that had firearms and, you know, had pointed them in his direction, and he shot, you know, those people, killing two of them, that there wouldn't have been a trial, and he would have got off scot-free, and this wouldn't have been an issue. And I'm like, what world or what America do they live in that would even make them think such a thing would even be possible? The only way that this could have happened is, now, once again, in this case, which, you know, made me have it at arm's length in the beginning, was the fact that, okay, well, it's a white guy that shot three other white guys, and it's a case of white-on-white crime. But there are larger implications because, once again, there's no other group of people besides white males who would be acquitted and allowed to engage in this kind of behavior, you know, not from the area, openly come in with a gun, walk through the streets, end up shooting people. Regardless of what the situation was, you shouldn't have even been there, all right, in that kind of capacity. And he lied to people and said, now, he said he was a medic. He said he was there to help people, to help the injured people. He was there supposedly acting as a medic, all right? That was part of what, you know, he told people. I don't know any, unless you're actually in the Army, and I don't even know if that case, I don't know any medics that walk around the street. I don't see any EMS. Nobody's in the ambulance from the hospital, all right, with a shotgun, with an assault rifle strapped around their chest. Who does that? What medics do you know? Have you ever seen an ambulance, a person, an EMS person, that had a gun on them, that had a assault rifle strapped to their chest?
No, not at all. Like you said, you're not a part of the military, that would never happen in the streets.
I've never seen that. So now I don't know how
this
to get down in other states.
This guy to come out in the street, and he had intention.
You know, he wanted
to be. No way that you're going to come out and say that you're trying to help people and bring a weapon with you. You will bring like some type of first aid kit or anything like that in that nature.
Yeah, right. I don't even think that motherfucker had Band-Aids with him. He ain't even had no Band-Aids.
Exactly.
What about motherfuckers out here all cut up, you know, stabbed up, shot up? You ain't got no gauze. You ain't got no nothing. You got a shotgun, a gun that's ready to, you know, put some bullets in some other people and to cause some other injuries that people are going to need a medic. They're going to need an EMS. They're going to need a doctor. They're going to need some help. All right?
Exactly.
And, you know, these folks, but... You know, I didn't get to watch a whole lot of the trial, so there's some people who may say, well, you didn't watch the trial, and so-and-so and such and such and so-and-so and such and such. And they may have a bit of a point there, but I did see enough of it, and I stay abreast of, you know, all the news and the politics, you know, so I am able to, you know, stay up on things and, you know, be aware of everything that's happening. And I got to see... So take a look at that judge. I don't know what the judge's name is. I have to look that up. But the judge seemed to be, you know, a lot of times when you have a case like this that's, you know, being watched all over the country, maybe even all over the world, people are, you know, watching this case to see how it plays out. These judges who have been judges and may have had some other, you know, high-profile cases in their region or, you know, in their town or in their state even, they've never been on the national stage like this. So it's a whole different level of attention that, you know, that they're getting now from the national media from a case, you know, that's this big, that has, you know, this type of ramifications. So a lot of times these judges, we've seen it before, they kind of, you know, they want to kind of show out a little bit and, you know, perform a little bit for the, you know, for the cameras and such. And I think that's some of what was going on with this particular judge from the clips that I've seen, from some of the accounts that I was reading. His anger, his hostility, his bias seemed to be against the prosecution and for the defense. And I think that's something that we definitely need to take a closer look at. But there was a number of protests also. Did you know that there was a number of protests after he was acquitted?
Yes, we even had one in Brooklyn, that extended into a Manhattan.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Now, now the one here in New York, the one here, you know, that you are talking about, you know, there was no reported incidents of anything happening. You know, the police didn't report any incidents, any violence or anything like that. There were also protests in other places around, you know, around the country, such as Portland. All right, big shout out to my dude KV, the Million Dollar Mouthpiece. That's his neck of the woods. Maybe we'll be able to catch up with KV after a while and get a little, you know, report from him directly of what's going down right now in that Oregon area. But some of the protests have been nonviolent, some of them not so much. But one of the things, excuse me, y'all. But one of the things that I wonder about is that, you know, when we have these kind of situations and, you know, for, you know, police brutality, you know, people get killed at the hands of police, suspect shootings that go down and different kind of things that happen to cause black folks in particular, black males in particular, to, you know, to lose their lives. People hit the streets, you know, in mass, large numbers of people, you know, they go out, they protest, they engage in activism, and they rally around this person, this person's family, this person's name, sometimes, you know, in their memory, to do what they can do to keep the pressure on, you know, the pressure on the police and the elected officials, to keep the pressure on the media, to keep the story going. And you see this, you know, a lot. You know, you see this very often. You know, but when we have a situation such as, you know, the killing of young Dolph, you don't see that type of reaction. You don't see that type of response. You don't see people, you know, hit the streets and protest, you know, his killing like that and push for, you know, law enforcement to find out who did the killing and to make sure that they bring, you know, these people. There's been cases where, you know, you don't even have a suspect, you know, and you may not have anybody arrested for quite some time if anyone gets arrested for the crime of these well-known individuals, all right, at all. So no one will ever be able to you know, pay for their, you know, their crime. My apologies for the pause, y'all, but my switchboard is acting up a bit. Don't know why I wants to do this right now, but we're going to see if we can get it together. Let me see if I can get this where I want it to be. But that's something that really needs to go on a bit. You know, there needs to be that same type of energy. There needs to be that same type of activism. There needs to be that same type of push out here in whether these young men or any of our young men, whether young women for that matter, whether they're artists or celebrities or not, there needs to be that same kind of energy that goes into you know, pushing the issue and to finding out exactly what went down and to bring those particular killers to justice. 563-999-3050. Y'all see my allergies, my sinuses is going crazy right now. So we're about to jump to a little bit more music so I can try to see if I can get myself together a little bit more. I big shout out to the artist known as Soul Rack. Fantastic artist, with some fantastic music. Make sure you go and check out these independent artists that you hear right here on Dirty Basement Radio and don't get caught slipping.
Yeah, a woman's highest calling is to lead a man to his soul, so as to unite him with source. Her lowest calling is to seduce. Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things, always wore designer jeans, only mess with ballers, now men in the minor leagues, mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile, she break her right in and then she pass them to the pile, sexual attraction, intellectual abstraction, she'll leave your brain dead before you get to know her action, her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion, her words was poetic, she was close to perfection, she take you for your papers if you leave your guard down, love is a movie and she's playing a part now, everywhere she
Shikoshi, a trailer, destruction. And if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell ya. Seduction, before you commit, fellas, better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't never worth it.
Baby girl, baby girl, girl, got all the right preparations. For my ladies all across the globe. Women, make sure you're respected. Baby girl, got all the right preparations. For my ladies all across the globe.
When you're young and malleable, that's when the drama begins. We're talking, never put a woman over money, your friends. The weakest of men, teaching brothers how to be. Preaching the fallacy that my sisters is calling. That's man's lowest calling, pathology, matriculation. Imposing your will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy. Put the queen's a position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's the highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins, through her heart it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your higher self is my notion, it's slipping.
Baby girl, baby girl, girl, got all the right preparations. For my ladies all across the globe. Make sure you're respected. Baby girl, got all the right preparations. For my ladies all across the globe.
I know when the truth revealed, it's harder to accept that our children learn from us and follow in our steps. They see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to ourselves to properly shine. So that when our time sets, they'll rise with divine state of mind. Voice the men from a crystal with king, not a yourself, Moses, for Godhood, supreme being. Teach them respect for queens, protect the queens, and she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines. The man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains. They bring forth the idea, the Trinity is ordained.
Yeah, Dead Basement Radio, don't get caught slipping. That's my dude, Solrak, on that joint. Definitely a banger right there. I get ready to take it out to the West Coast real quick right now. Big shout out to my dude, Trig Ace, pulling this one out the bag right here. They played this joint in a minute. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to Zuria Kill that's featured on this song. And also my dude, Justified Smith, and his wife, the late Mrs. Smith. May peace be upon her soul. This is Never Fall Off.
We just put it up and don't talk about it. And money ain't a thing, but we don't brag about it. We make it, you can talk your shit all day. I never fall off, so fuck what you say. We just put it up and don't talk about it. And money ain't a thing, but we don't brag about it. We make it, you can talk your shit all day. I never fall off, so fuck what you say. About me thinking I'm about to fall. They know I ain't a gangster, but I can make that call. Real niggas in my call log, I hit them up, shoot some information, and have your ass touched. But that ain't how I do it. Pray for you hating niggas. You think you large now, roll with me, I'll make you bigger. A real go-getter, I ain't with that fame shit. And I ain't impressed by all that gang bang spit. A real Compton nigga, I ain't gotta sport the hat. Cause I'ma be the nigga wherever I make moves at. From HD to Vegas, riding with my nigga Trig. Your boy Justified, aka
we just put it up and don't talk about it. And money ain't a thing, but we don't brag about it. We make it, you can talk your shit all day. I never fall off, so fuck what you say. We just put it up and don't talk about it. And money ain't a thing, but we don't brag about it. We make it, you can talk your shit all day. I never fall off, so fuck what you say. Yeah, yeah.
This is Smith, and I'm about to talk some shit. I kill these beats, we don't
DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC, the best in the business, all right? Make no mistake about it and accept no imitation. Sitting on the throne, holding the scepter and wearing the crown, I will never fall off. Check the resume. Google me. You really need to. DRTYBSMNT and see for yourself. Yeah, I've been that dude for a minute. Believe that. Big shout out to my dude, Trig Ace, once again. He blessed me with a brand new joint. We're getting ready to get into that right now. Trig Ace Double Play. This joint ain't supposed to be out until next April. All right, but I'm DJ Sincere, and that's how it goes down. All right, this is Trig Ace alongside of Q West and Dangle. Not only will I never fall off, but I'm still street.
Gotta keep a gun in your pocket cause they be running up. We tryna get straight to the money, we tryna run it up. A lot of niggas say that they did it, but they ain't done enough. Niggas might be fucking with you, they ain't fucking with us. They ain't fucking with us. They ain't fucking with us. A lot of niggas say that they did it, but they ain't done enough. Niggas might be fucking with you, they ain't fucking with us.
I ain't never ever let a nigga take my G. I ain't never let a nigga get the best of me. I shoot fire at a motherfucker right in the street. If he live, then he live. If not, rest in peace. I ain't never told a lie when I say I eat. By 18, me and mine, we were playing with kids. Had a lot of wild nights on my street. And it took a long time for me to find my peace. Every other day my name is a brand new beat. Most of the time, man, that shit ain't have nothing with me. That's how it is when you banging and you playing with heat. And your name ring bells and you're making your cheese.
Gotta keep a gun in your pocket cause they be running up. We trying to get straight to the money, we trying to run it up. A lot of niggas say that they did it, but they ain't done enough. Niggas might be fucking with you, they ain't fucking with us. They ain't fucking with us. They ain't fucking with us. A lot of niggas say that they did it, but they ain't done enough. Niggas might be fucking with you, they ain't fucking with us.
I was raised off of kick those rag Chevys and 6-4. Shootouts in broad day, shots fired, you better get low. Slid through the 7-6-0, I had to hit broke. Soon as niggas lit us to stroke, we had to up the scope. 30 round attached with the beam, it came with the scope. I'ma get it by any means, I'm never going broke. You niggas be the captain of the yacht, I'm about to own the boat. Stay afloat, stay awoke, shells too bad, hit a soap. West side, you know that we them niggas that they hate the most. I know that we been stacking his bread. It's like I stay with toast, throw your hood up with a duck. That nigga bang your coat, throw your hood up with a duck. That nigga bang your coat.
Gotta keep a gun in your pocket cause they be running up. We tryna get straight to the money, we tryna run it up. A lot of niggas say that they did it, but they ain't done enough. Niggas might be fucking with you, they ain't fucking with us. They ain't fucking with us. They ain't fucking with us. A lot of niggas say that they did it, but they ain't done enough. Niggas might be fucking with you, they ain't fucking with us. Gotta keep a gun in your pocket cause they be running up. We tryna get straight to the money, we tryna run it up. A lot of niggas say that they did it, but they ain't done enough. Niggas might be fucking with you, they ain't fucking with us. They ain't fucking with us. They ain't fucking with us. A lot of niggas say that they did it, but they ain't done enough. Niggas might be fucking with you, they ain't fucking with us. 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 They ain't fucking with us.
Yeah, brand new fire coming from my dude Trig Ace. All right, West Coast in the building. Remember when you heard that joint first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we are the independent artist's best friend to give you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. All right, that's a whole fact. Feel me? All right, we're going to get into this next banger right now. This one is all over the place right now, but definitely another joint that you heard right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Let me see if I can get this pulled up properly right quick. All right, everybody love this song. Definitely a hit. Big shout out to my girl Spicy for this one. She definitely got one. Officially known as Hands, waiting for that video to drop. So don't mess around, otherwise you're going to get them. You're going to get these hands.
Take a snooze, cause I always win, and you go
bitch on the street. I'll smack a bitch in two next week.
Other than hip-hop gone more green than celery. I got my introduction from Dante. Before Latifah was the queen, I knew Roxanne Shante. The kid wanted to play and make the mic sound nice. I grew up off of rockness in the great Sean White. 20 days I would slay another rap on sight. I was in a dark place, hip-hop was the light. I mean, I was in these streets and I wanted to do right. Before I heard of Christ, hip-hop saved my life.
Hip-hop.
Optimistic when pace builds my skills. Coming from the ears of the bar drills, no trace.
rapper left face to land pills. I'm getting it in and printing it out. Sipping the shit that I'm written about. I'm mapping it and I'm running around. I'm getting it as I'm giving it out. Into me. Pen and plotted pictures in 2D. My format that I'm stored at. I'm a movie. My whole camp booted. Clicking on my squad step. Money made suited. Game time with a new rep. Anyway, you shoot it. Scorsese when I'm on set. Emmy nominated, elated to be a Corvette. Like cameras, action with the glamour. Marksmen hit a sparksman with the grammar. School time as a fool rhyme, then I can't stop. Golden every time it's banging, homie, I'm non-stop.
Hip hop. Hip hop.
Another fantastic artist you will find in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio, coming in all the way from Australia for that one. Yeah, Nate, that artist is actually from Australia. Big shout out to Optimistic. Excuse me, y'all. We had him on the airways a while ago. Nate, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Sound like we're getting a little bit of static and feedback on the line. Not quite sure where that's coming from. Once again, big shout out to Optimistic coming in all the way from Australia. Alongside him on that track was the great Sticky Figures from Onyx, Sick Flow, and Mike Hands. Yeah, definitely a real crazy joint. But while I was playing that joint, I was also checking out the headlines. And do you know those Travis Scott lawsuits are now up to $3 billion?
Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I just saw the headline on that.
Get even bigger and more pricey.
Now, the headline indicated, I didn't have time to really look at the story, but the headline indicated that they weren't really sure who was going to be on the hook to pay, like, you know, who they were really going to be going after and expecting to actually be able to get this kind of a payout from for the various victims of that tragedy. So, you know, it's an ongoing story. It's moving very fast. You know, we had just heard and reported $750 million in lawsuits. The number that I'm seeing now is now $3 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, just crazy.
And the funny part about it,
Hold on just a second. Okay, there we go. I'm sorry, go ahead.
At Astroworld, this is not the first time this happened at their place. This is like the third, maybe fourth time.
Well, I don't know if anybody else, I think this is the first time that anybody died, though. You know, I think this is the first time anybody died, you know, much less, you know, what did you say earlier? It's up to 10 people now that's been reported?
Yeah. Yes. And the youngest one is 9 years old.
Right. So I don't think that there's ever been any deaths at the other concerts or events that he's thrown. Otherwise, you know, we would have had this situation with him much, much earlier.
Right. No, I think it's just been a lot of injuries. This is the first time that there's been tragic deaths.
Right.
But I feel like Astroworld and him are to blame together. Because mainly Astroworld, because they exceed their capacity. And they didn't have enough security to prepare or be mindful that this may happen, since they had previous situation in the past.
Correct. Excuse me, y'all. I'm suffering my a bit of a sneezing attack right now, but we're trying to get it together, trying to continue giving y'all this hot music and this real talk. All right, hanging out with my girl, Nate, in the building right now. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw, who made the appearance last week. Was hoping that he would be able to be in the building again this week, but maybe not. All right, we still got another hour or so left in today's edition of Dirty Basement Radio, so maybe we might get lucky and Mr. Raw might pop up. Now, I don't know if this is going to work 2 weeks in a row, but I'm going to give it a go. Let's pull this one up and see if we can scrounge up Mr. Raw, all right? Let's throw it back with this one. They played this one in a while. Big shout out to my dude, Boss Hogg. He's also featured on this one. This is called We Can Get It.
What you have now, what you have now, what you have
pleasure
now,
to experience,
pleasure to experience,
pleasure to experience.
The Mr. Raw,
the Mr. Raw,
his will collab,
his will collab,
his will collab.
Hey.
Yo, it's Mr. Raw flashing, chilling like Aspen, with the Union blasting, I'm looking for some action,
you know,
with Boss Hizzle playing shotty, looking for some hotties, throw up to you when you see
baby.
Us chilling in the party, bound to get naughty if you shorties are nasty, but if you ain't down with the program, quickly go past me, don't ask me to buy you a drink at the bar,
what?
Who you think you are, a star, you can play quick like a guitar, Mr. Raw's here to make it clear. Cause once you hear to you,
holla.
You know we up in here, Major Q, you reppin',
Queen,
definitely hot steppin',
fire.
Poppin' bottles and spendin' cash in the VIP section,
you know.
And when it comes to protection, nothing less than Smith and Weston is my choice of weapon,
clap.
And if not, we can take it back,
that's right.
Places in the red, every knuckle game is right.
It's Mr. H.O. Dizzle, my nizzle, why get it crackin'? You other niggas actin', we livin' what we be rappin'. Gifted with my word, so I'm snatchin' them when I'm cappin'. Stackin' so much paper, my rubber band keep on snappin'. Lyrics that I spit got you bobbin', your head is snappin'. Humble as they come, well, but pop the pistol, I'm packin'. Confident and conscious, ain't trippin' off what I'm lackin'. Evaluate the situation, execute the tactic. Grindin' to the beat as she backin' up on my packet. Ain't into savin' hoe, but she might just make me her captain. At least that's what I said. Fuck her head first and then I tap it. She said she bought the business, but really she was a ratchet. So get out on the track, but keep bringing it back to daddy. You wanna join my team, I need some new rims on the caddy. The only thing you good at is sucking the fucking sadly. If you ain't with the business, I'm throwing the deuces.
I can get it crunk, punk. If you get crazy, you will get some. Not a step team, but you get some. We not quits cause we make you jump.
I can get it crunk, punk. If you get crazy, you will get some.
Not a step to you, you get some. We not quits cause we make you jump.
We can get it crunk, punk.
If you get crazy, you will get some. Not a step to you, you get some. We not quits cause we make you jump.
We can get it crunk, punk.
If you get crazy, you will get some. Not a step to you, you get some. We not quits cause we make you jump.
Alright, we're Godfather.
Alright,
let's get it. Niggas get popped in the street, acting undefeatable. It's unbelievable. Run up on you and pull a heat on you. You slipping. That's what smoking too much weed will do. Get your ass shot up. Kill all your people too. You ain't designed for warfare. You ain't programmed to don't care. You don't know no fear. Wasn't raised around goons and wolves. Running the streets. Causing animal style for real. Ask Godfather, he was there. Kurt heard about how I caused horror. These hip hop niggas, they never been ready for me. Sat with Lee or Cohen, he said you too scary for me. Plus I ain't have no gimmick, just a soldier from Queens, way before no limit. Bitch ass niggas, just remember that. Next time you speak facts, anytime you mention black.
Facts, black ass, clap, collapse.
Frozen your tracks, hot day with the Mac. Cold nights, we broke day like sunlight. Chase when I bust, we boil my blood. Queensbridge, the city within the city. Six blocks, 96, building six stories. 4140, the project bricks. Any second shit might get thick. Head swimming, real life menaces. Hard prison sentences. Up north, down state, like sound was critical. Anywhere I touched, though, he stood on a pedestal. Status on impeccable, godfather demeanor. Knife work, Benny the Butcher, meat cleaver. Quarterback, I beat route receiver. Nocturnal niggas just looking for a reason to riddle your body up with the eagle. G-O-D,
Black
Paul
Bridge. Kirk
Digger, DJ Marty,
you're on
the same shit. Screwball
Mad
Men. Y'all niggas
can't touch us.
Fuck one time, nigga. I'm underground like a sewer worker. NY City, nigga. Yo, yo, microphone check, 1, 2, y'all. Catch me out in Queens, I'll be marvin' with the screwball. Kirk Digger, Black Poe, and Godfather. Part 3, concrete, the only thing harder. That's the dragon baseball with the screw in it. Southside Queens, niggas know how I'm doing it. The streets made me, Southside raised me. Rochdale, a few blocks from the basement. You like the middle of the project, you a square. You never heard of GMC, kid, you wasn't there. I'm Southside like Bimmy and Black Just. I just step in the booth and turn the mic to Black Dust. The Mac bust, turn your whole city red. Strictly killer flow, so you niggas dead. OG, still got my stripes like a tiger. Roar like a lion, big cat, I'm a liger.
G-O-D,
Kirk Digger, DJ Marty, you're on the game,
shit. True ball, Mad Men. Y'all niggas can't touch us.
Fuck one time, nigga. I'm underground like a sewer worker.
Queens.
Dirty. Yeah. Queens official from the north side to the south side. Big shout out to Kurt Digger on that joint right there. Him alongside a Black Poet and Godfather Part 3 on that. All right, doing it animal style. All right, that joint called Animal Style. All right, we know we give it to you real official every single Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure y'all tune in for the hottest independent artist that you will hear anywhere. All right, and that's a whole fact. I believe what I tell you. All right, check it out for yourself. Now, I saw something else today. I did see something else real quick. Let's see what you think about this. All right, now Halle Berry, man, we definitely got some problems with this line. I don't know why this line is giving me so much problems today. It's real crazy right now. But I want to see what you think about this. Now, Halle Berry has a project out, or a project that's going to be coming out, if it's not out already, called Bruised. I believe it's called Bruised. And she plays an MMA fighter. All right, I believe she's actually directing, I think it'll be like on Netflix or something like that. So all my folks with Netflix, y'all will be able to catch it and see what's that all about. But anyway, within the movie, apparently she's going to be doing her first same-sex scene, all right, with another actress that plays her MMA trainer in the movie. So that might be a little interesting. That might be a little intense. What do you think about that?
Wow. And she's directed the movie?
I believe so. I believe she's the director also.
Oh, wow. Because I know they, in the 007, when she exposed herself, her when topless, they had to pay her over a mil for that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, she's done a few scenes over the years, but this is going to be her first sex scene with another woman.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be interesting.
Yeah, so that'll definitely add a whole other level of controversy. I'm quite sure it's going to be an intense movie nonetheless, because like I said, she does play an MMA fighter. And for all of my MMA fans, and I've been a an MMA fan from, you know, from the very beginning. I saw a stream the other day that took me back all the way to UFC number one. Now, I was watching UFC number one. Matter of fact, I might have it, you know, super duper throwback. I might have it on videotape someplace along with a bunch of other, you know, classic stuff, you know, that I picked up, you know, over the years. But, you know, they had the very first UFC, and, you know, UFC back then is very different from UFC now, because back then it wasn't just mixed martial arts. It was like really like mixed competitive. You would have somebody who was, you know, like 175 pounds, let's say, fighting somebody who was 350 or 400 pounds. I mean, like twice his size. It used to be kind of crazy. So, yeah, big shout out to all my UFC fans, you know. But yeah, she definitely plays a UFC fighter in that movie. So, you know, that alone, you know, makes it intense, even without the sex scene. Just being that type of a movie and playing that type of a character and having to do that type of training and getting in the ring like that, you know, the movie itself is going to be intense anyway. But yeah, this definitely kicks it up a notch, as a person used to say.
Yeah, because she's going to have to go through extreme training for that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm quite sure that she has, you know, already, you know, done a bit of training, you know, if not quite a bit of training in order just to get ready for that role. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I agree.
You know, before she even, you know, starts to, you know, shoot the movie, you know, definitely be a, you know, that kind of thing. We definitely got to do a lot of training. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. All right, got my girl Nay in the building hanging out. All right, if you want to get into the conversation, call that number. Press that number one button. All right, don't be shy. Please don't be shy. See a 484 area code in the building. If you want to get into the conversation, press that number one button. See, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. It's a family over here. No need to be shy. 484, you're live on the air. Talk to me. What's really good?
Peace, man. It's JP checking in.
I have a brother, JP3, in the building. What's happening, JP?
Yes, everything's good. Just hanging out in the dirty basement this evening.
All right. Appreciate that. Well, you know, there's a whole lot of things going on in them streets, JP, man. I know it's, you know what I'm saying? I know it's probably got your head, you know, turning this week. You know, we had the, you know, we got the case with the Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted. People are talking about that real heavy. Some people are really up in arms about that real heavy. You know, do you have any thoughts on that?
Now, excuse my ignorance. Kyle Rittenhouse, that's the young boy that was crying this week, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, didn't he shoot a white man?
Yes, he did. Matter of fact, I believe he shot either two or three of them. I think he shot three, killed two, and paralyzed one.
So why should us brown people give a shit?
Well, that was part of my commentary a little bit earlier, because I think, you know, that was my feelings initially too. You know, that's what I said a little bit earlier in the show. That was my initial feelings too, JP. I was like, this is just some white on white crime. Why should I give a fuck?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Who cares?
You know, but then I kind of, you know, but then you start thinking about some of the other larger implications besides that over the immediate surface. Now, you have a number of things that go on in these streets for a number of different reasons. You know, some things go down and people decide they want to hit the streets and they want to protest and they want to engage in a certain kind of activism, right? So now, you always have protesters, and a lot of times you have counter-protesters. Now, the protesters could be of any ilk, all right? They could be on the left or the right, all right? And the same thing could be said for the counter-protesters. So now, if you have, now naturally, you wouldn't think that this would go the other way, but there's been those on the right side of the political spectrum, you know, right wingers, that, of course, they try to make the argument that, well, if this had been a black person, it would have had the, it would have had the same outcome, or it wouldn't have even gone to trial. And we both know that that's nonsense, because if you wouldn't have had, all right, you wouldn't have had any black man walking through any street in this country with an AR-15 strapped around his chest unimpeded. You wouldn't have had that. All right? He'd have been stopped. All right? He'd have been stopped. Chances are, before he was stopped, guns would have been pulled on him by law enforcement, and he would have been ordered to stop. All right? None of that happened in this situation. Huh?
I said, or they would have just shot him.
Yeah, on site. They would have just shot him on site. All right? Because if it could happen with Tamir Rice, who was a 12-year-old young man who was shot dead playing with a toy gun, then you know that if it's a grown-ass black man with a big-ass a gun strapped around his chest, he's going to be shot on site 9 times out of 10.
Right.
All right, that's a given.
Right.
All right? Right? So, you know, that would have never even happened. It would have went down totally different had that person been a black person and engaged in that kind of situation. But now, not only, you know, so you got to look at it at that point of view. And then you got to look at it at the point of view that, then you got to look at it at the point of view is that situations like this serve to give other white people carte blanche to do the same damn thing. That's what happens
well,
in cases
already,
like this. His behavior.
They're already doing it. Like, I don't know. Like, after I found out what was really going on, like, oh, this cat, you know, it's white. It's the white man's country right now. It's the white man's world right now. Everybody is on his chess table. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
what are they doing that they haven't been doing? What's he doing new?
Well, yeah. This is true. I mean, they've engaged in this kind of behavior, you know, amongst themselves and amongst other type of people for really hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, I've often said that the only thing that keep white people from killing each other is black people. If they didn't have black people to fuck with, they'd
shut up. Yeah, white people like that. That movie Gangs of New York show you how white people treat each other. Like we weren't on no
exactly.
Gangs of shit until they started showing us Scarface and Shaft, and you know what I mean? That was some Italian and Irish shit. Like, we, you know, I forget the part I was about to say, but that's their thing. They are violent. Like, yeah, we violent too, but they are violent. You know what I'm saying? They take it to another level. They got different weapons, and they're treated differently by the judicial system. So that boy can sit in court and cry like a he can fake cry like a baby cry like a but at the end of the day, that's a white man.
That's right. And at the end of the day, apparently, just like it is right now, he's going home. But now we live in a different kind of era right now, where, you know, things on the surface are supposed to be one kind of a way. Now, the eras of past that you're referring to, we all know that, you know, white folks, like I said, we've been, you know, like you said, they've been engaged in this kind of behavior, they've been doing it for years, and this is not new. But in this current era where, you know, people's level of awareness, you know, have changed on different levels, and what is old is now become new again in a lot of ways, and people are, you know, waking up and experiencing things for the first time, even though we know that it's not the first time for these kind of things. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got a different wave right now. You got a different era of people right now. You have people who are experiencing this. You know, those of us that have, been around for a little while now, we've seen all this play out before. You know, we can run off with, a few different names of different people that have, you know, succumbed to different kind of, you know, tragedies at the hands of police officers and at the hands of white people who are not police officers. And that was going to be one of my next topics that I was going to talk about. But I want to bring back in Nay and see if she had anything to say about this. Nay, you want to join on this?
Like you said, we repeat in history. And we're doomed to repeat it if we don't learn from it. And right now, this young man thinks he's untouchable. Because after he came out of the court, they caught him smiling in the car. Like it was a joke.
Look, this cat might be a member of the Klan or the local Klan Lodge. You know what I'm saying? We don't know who this guy or his dad or anybody. He could be, he might be one of their good old boys. Normal people don't act like that. And I've been in front of the judge more than once. So I can imagine that he was given, or he was. That, all of us know he was given all types of leeway and cushions and all that shit. He got the privilege card. He got the white power privilege card. So, you know what I mean? And he probably smiled because he's like, yeah, because we, you know, I would describe these people. I know how they talk. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they don't, they look out for each other. They act like they down there, they look out for each other. So he's one of their young men. They're not going to burn him. Just like that boy that supposedly killed them people in South Carolina, they took that nigga to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's not the same. It's not a just system, and it's not the same.
Right now what you said about, you know, him being part of the Klan, now, I didn't verify this for myself, but I saw a picture on social media, maybe you saw it too, that purported to be him a few years ago, maybe when he was about maybe 9 or 10 years old, actually dressed up in a Klan uniform.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't verify the picture, but I did see a picture just the other day on social media that purports to be him as a younger boy, all right, as a younger boy, dressed in a Klan uniform.
Now, I just want to say something real quick, because they put us all in the same category. I'm learning more and more every day of who I am, as far as literally who I am. Like, I'm not from Sierra Leone. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like Peter Tosh got that song, no matter where you come from, you're an African, because they all put us in the same group. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're from an island somewhere, whether you came, your parents came over, it's like, to me, they're all in the same boat. If you say Panthers, And a dark-skinned nigga, a light-skinned nigga, a brown nigga walk in the room, we're all in the same, we're all Panthers, we're all Nation of Islam, we're all NAACP, we're all the niggas in Mississippi carrying guns. Just like to me, they're all Klan. Because at the end of the day, you gonna choose your side. So if I'm in the prison yard and I'm looking at the white boys or the black guys, I gotta go to the black side. Why? Because we got similar skin, whether we're related or not. That's why I look at them. Like people were talking about this dinner I was at last night. They're talking about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm like, yeah, they're both white men. What are y'all talking about? Why are y'all trying to separate them? They're both white.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So that's what I'm saying. I didn't even know there was a picture like that. I was just saying that because that's how I think. Because I've seen these cats before all the time. I work with them. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yeah, they all in the same gang, man. I don't give a shit. If they white, they white. They, you know, that's it. We don't see each other in the same gang yet. They know it because they've been scared of us for centuries. But we don't see, we still tribal. Oh, like when I was at Howard, oh, here's the Jamaican tree. Here's the Q tree. Here's the Kappa tree. Nobody give a shit about London. All y'all are niggas. Everybody's a nigga. You know, even light-skinned Bob Marley, at the end of the day, is a nigga. Chris Blackwell, whatever that nigga is, looking at him like you a slave, nigga. I don't care if you are mixed. If you got one drop, so I'm saying they're on the same side, we ain't on the same side, though. We just bumping our damn heads because we've been drugged and killed and everything else. We don't know, and incest and everything else. And messed up by the damn churches and everybody else. We don't know who the hell we are, but they know. So to me, all y'all niggas are Klan. I don't care if you're not in the Klan, nigga. One of your parents is in the Klan. One of your parents was standing around that tree hanging a nigga. And I'm going to shut up.
All right, Data Basement Radio. That's my dude, JP. All right, giving y'all some real talk right now. I think this is the perfect time to play this record right here.
Thank you. yellow.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ life. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told them, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could've bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Coming at you, freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
Yeah, JP. You like that, JP? I might have lost JP. JP had to run right quick, but we'll see if we can get him back connected. Nate, you still with me?
Yes, most definitely.
Can you hear me?
Okay, okay. Okay, there we go. There we go. Hi, JP.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was for yeah, JP. That was for you, JP. That was for you.
Yo, that's the realest song. I'm trying to transfer this. Can you hear me now?
Yep, yep, you good, you good.
That's the realest song Jigga ever did, and that's one of my favorite. Like, he's telling you what it is. He's telling you what it is and who owns everything, whether people know that or not. He's telling you what it is. So, you know what I mean? Niggas need to learn. If you don't know any Jay-Z songs, you need to learn OJ. He's telling you what it is. You know what I'm saying? They don't teach you that in high school. They don't teach you how to do taxes. They don't teach you how to do certain shit.
Yeah, that's definitely a real song. That's definitely a real song, JP.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Jay-Z. All right, for the story of OJ, that's on that last project, that 444 project. You can find that joint right there. Yeah, so big shout out to him. But we got another tape. I'm sorry, JP, go ahead.
Oh, no. I forget what I was saying. I was saying something, but they need to teach that. They need to teach that in class. That song right there. They need to break that down in finance class or something, history class.
You know, that never happened.
Well, you never know. You've had situations like that where rappers have gone in and teach classes. I know Bun B has done it. I believe some of the Wu have done it. So maybe.
See, but it will happen, sis. You know why? Because people like you and people that are quote unquote woke or kind of woke, they're going to teach the people. They're going to each one teach one. That was one of the sayings that we had big in the 90s. Each one teach one. It's still holds true.
Yes,
like, you gotta tell cat stuff. You gotta tell, because you ain't gonna learn. You're not gonna learn that taxes are illegal in high school. They're not gonna teach you that. They're not gonna teach you that in college because they want you to pay your taxes. And if you don't, you're an enemy of the state. Just like now, if you don't have a shot, you're the enemy of the state. But if you teach people otherwise, you know, at least they know. Whether they put it to use or not, at least they know. So each one teach one. Like Jay-Z just taught a whole lot of people in that one song. Like, you think you special because you black. Yeah, you're special, but you better learn what time it is. You better know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I get from the song. You better know what you're dealing with and know that you don't own that block, but you might want to go buy some property so you can at least rent.
So, yeah, right.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's a real talk right there. But we got another case we got to talk about real quick. All right. They have another case that's going on. In addition to the Rittenhouse case this week, they had the McMichaels trial. Now, you may not be as aware of that particular name, but that was the father and son, all right, along with another gentleman who ran down in their pickup trucks and shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery, all right, as he was out for a jog. There was a lot of talk about that case, and just like in the Rittenhouse case, where he took the stand in his own defense, which is unusual, all right, because a lot of times defendants don't take the stand, especially in these high-profile type of cases. But also, just like in the Rittenhouse case, in the McMichaels case, one of the defendants, I believe it was the son. I don't think the father took the stand. I believe it was the son actually took the stand in his defense. So I was like, I said to myself, I was like, wow. I was like, this week you have not one, but defendants in high-profile cases that actually get on the witness stand. And, you know, you don't just get to tell, you know, your side of the story unimpeded. You have to undergo cross-examination also when the other side gets to, you know, poke holes in your, you know, poke holes in your story, because when you have your attorney ask you questions, of course, he's asking you a bunch of softball stuff and, you know, trying to make you look sympathetic to the jury and, you know, he's not a bad guy and so and such and such. But then you have to undergo that cross-examination where they're going to bring out, you know, the other side of the equation. And that's where it can get kind of, hairy for someone who decides to take that route and actually get on the stand and testify on the, you know, in their own behalf. So you had that go on twice this week, which I definitely thought was really kind of unusual. Have you been keeping up with that case, JP?
I've been keeping up with it. You know what's frightening about that? Like back in the day, I wasn't here at the time, I don't think, but you know, like in the 30s and all that, when they were lynching people in broad daylight, I'm saying, like at least these crackers got to sit in front of a judge or something, because back in the day, they would just take a picture right after church and have a picnic and be barbecuing pig while the black people are hanging from a tree. Like at least they're on TV. At least they're on TV and we can see and they can cry and bullshit all they want. Like we know what it is. The scary part, it's like it's on TV, but I mean it don't mean shit because the judges are in the Klan. The judges are. It's like that post. That remember the post going around that was like the reason the Klan don't take their hoods off is because then you see it's the police, the preachers, the judges, the doctors. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Right.
Ain't nothing changed. And I'm sure, right. And there was an article years back where they said that shit got way worse after Obama was elected, they said that the membership of the Klan jumped like 1,000%. I went to the gun shop to get me a rifle. The brother told me. Behind the counter, he said, them white people came. This, what's that, in 08? He said, them white people came and bought up all the guns because they thought he was going to take over the country at that time. You know what I'm saying? But that's the mentality. That's the mentality they're on. You know what I'm saying? But it's like we see them on TV in front of the judge and the jury, but they're still not getting convicted. So what's that saying to us? It's saying, y'all, they're saying y'all ain't shit. Again, like, at least they tried to fake the funk for a minute, but it's back now. It's getting back to that Jim Crow shit. Like my grandfather told me, my people from North Carolina and all down there, he told me you couldn't walk around without a gun back in his day, because these niggas might grab you off the street. But they trying to take guns from us. If a nigga get caught with a gun, even if it's yours, you in trouble. If you shoot a nigga for trying to do something to you and your family, you're in trouble. So that shit is scary, because these niggas, this brother's jogging down the street. They're talking about he broke into a house or whatever bullshit excuse they made. Like, sacrifice? Is it sacrifice a nigga day? Because that's really what they doing, because we not the same people as far as tribes. You know what I'm saying? So they're already on some other shit. Now it's just, before you had to look into the Ebony magazine or catch that shit in some magazine. Now it's on YouTube. It's everywhere because of social media, which is good because you get to see it. All that protesting don't mean shit. None of that means shit, because once you're in front of that judge, you're in front of the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, and you might not even know it. And that's a male or a female, because they don't even look at your ass until they sentence you.
My man JP with the, my man JP breaking it down with the serious rant right now. All right. Let them know how you feel, JP. Let them know how you feel.
I'm letting them know. See, nah, that shit is real. Because if this was Korea, they'd have some dumb shit. Like, you can't even talk in some countries. And that's what they're trying to turn America into. So you better say your shit while you can. Because after a while, they're going to shut all that shit down. And niggas going to be getting killed left and right. And you ain't going to be able to say shit. So that's why I talk like that. Because I already not been to places where you can't open your fucking mouth. You better shut up. Especially if you're a woman. That's how it is in other countries. It ain't really over here yet. Everybody want to be Muslim. You ever live in a Muslim country? Have you ever lived in a Muslim country? No, you haven't. But you're about to.
JP be real passionate about it right now, letting the people know how he feels in terms of what could be covered through this country. Some of the things that you see that, and if you go to some of these other places, you'll experience it for yourself, the different type of atmosphere, the different type of society, the different type of, you know, rules that govern behavior in places other than the United States. So I think this is something that sometimes we take a lot of things, you know, for granted, and we don't consider, you know, the freedoms that we have, you know.
I just want to say one thing. In Mexico,
yes, sir.
I was on a tour in Mexico. Mexico is a beautiful place. The people are beautiful. We had a great time. The people are beautiful. Now, on the other side, as soon as we got there, they turned up telling us about femicide, where they don't even investigate when women get murdered, because a lot of them are carrying drugs or whatever the case. They don't even investigate it. They don't investigate it. Anything could be for anything. If a woman's murdered, they don't care. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? So people need to open it. Like, we so busy over there twerking and looking at this racism shit and black people. So, like, we just bumping into the wall. I don't give a shit. Where are you from? If you're an American, you're American. You're a nigger. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like this in the rest of the world. They don't have Christmas lights up and all that shit. It's not like that in Nicaragua. If you open your mouth, if you're in college and you open your mouth, your whole class might get shot. I was in Nicaragua. You know what I'm saying? It's not a joke anywhere. And that's why I talk like that, because one day they're going to turn all this shit off. You ain't going to be able to say shit. So I appreciate shows like this and other shows where you could actually say something. Because if you say something like this on YouTube, they cut your channel off. If you say shit on Instagram, Meta, Facebook, whatever the fuck it's called, they cut your shit off. What happened to freedom of speech? You know what I'm saying? It's not like that in other countries. So y'all better enjoy it while we got a few more minutes of it in this country. So excuse my ranting and always fussing and shit, but that's why I do it. But you can't do that nowhere else. Niggas see me from other countries, they be like, oh, you're American. Oh, how do you know? Oh, because of the way you talk. Oh, okay, well, you can't talk like that in your country, right? Nah, not really. Oh, I know. You know what I'm saying? Now, that was the freedom of America, but that's the shit they're trying to take away, especially from black folks. Because we are the ones talking. They don't give a shit if we protest and all that stuff. That shit don't mean nothing. Our vote don't mean nothing. Only thing that means something is if you have guns and they take it out away from us. Buy back guns. Oh, somebody got shot. Buy the guns back. No, stop putting the guns in the hood, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Stop dropping military things off in the hood and making niggas fight. Stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? But you better enjoy your freedom of talking while you have it on Dirty Basement Radio.
Well, thank you, sir. So make sure y'all come through and you'll be free to express yourself to the same level as everybody else that we let on these airways, such as my dude, JP3. And you can catch JP3 on these airways. He's not just, you know, somebody that just happens to be passing on through and decided to call in. You can catch him on the Listening Room Philly every Monday right here on Dirty Basement Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. JP, what y'all got going on this Monday? Anything?
We got some new music. We're going to have the thing we focus on a bit on Monday night is Ain't Shit Funny, and that's where we kind of get into whatever the subject, same way we're doing it tonight. Like, we just get into a subject that may be to some people controversial, you know, or if it's just facts. People call facts controversial, you know. We try not to do too much, or I think this is like stuff that's going on, like these trials or certain shit we're talking about. That. So if you want to come join that conversation, hear some new music, some old school / new school music, please, he plays, he even lets me get my music going on there. So I really appreciate that, you know what I'm saying, as an independent artist. So come through and holler at us, you know what I'm saying. You join the conversation. I just try to get my, you know, some people think I'm mad. I ain't mad, but you got to yell some shit out. You ain't supposed to be like, wait, it's an emergency. It's red alert. It's been red a fucking alert since Christopher Columbus. But it's really red alert right now. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got to wake up just for yourself and try to wake the people up around you to the illusion. You know what I'm saying? Even if you haven't traveled, just check the shit out. And shit ain't right over here. It's not right. It is not right. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It ain't right nowhere. It ain't right in Jamaica. It ain't right in Africa. It ain't right nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of stuff we dig into it on Monday night. So come join us, please.
All right. That's what it is. Straight like that. The Listening Room Philly. All right, with JP3 and with Priest Alica. All right, so make sure y'all come on through 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, they be going in just like we going in. So let's get it back to a little bit of music right now. This is my dude, JLC, and he's going in.
Going in, got my foot up on the gas pedal. Can't stop, no brakes, win a gold medal. My team getting cream on another level. I'm going in for the win. Going in, eyes closed, I don't need to see it. All my foes held my goals, time for me to free it. Look at the man in the mirror, tell him he can be it. I'm going in for the win. No more waiting, it's time for me to take it. No surprise, cause you know that I'm a Brooklyn native. Look in my eyes, see the hunger that you're really facing. Now step aside before I move you, and I'm being gracious. I'm on the path that I need to be, I'm going far. You shining bright, that's okay, cause I'm a superstar. My blind your eyes, as if you try to keep your eyes on me. One of a kind, you could try, but you can't copy me. Managing acts, start my own label. Drop my album, build my business, this is all real. And yes, we're gonna sell, we'll never sell out. I come and see what I'm talking about. I'm going in, got my foot up on the gas pedal. Can't stop, no brakes, win a gold medal. My team getting cream on another level. I'm going in for the win. Going in, eyes closed, I don't need a cheer. All my foes, tell my goals, time for me to free it. Look at the man in the mirror, tell him he can be.
in the past, I said I'm gonna win. No matter how many times I fall, get back up again. My whole world changed when I lost my best friend. So I can't stop now, I do it up for him. He believed in my dreams everywhere he went. He told the world all about his little singing friend. More like my brother, godfather to my baby twins. When I wanna stop, I just think of him. So I gotta win, no I can't fail. Stay persistent, time to prevail. I'm checking every little thing, every detail. Net worth, D&T, choke you like freeway.
I'm going in, got my foot up on the gas pedal. Can't stop, no brakes, win a gold medal. My team getting cream on another level. I'm going in for the win. Going in, eyes closed, I don't need to see it. All my foes held my goals, time for me to free it. Look at the man in the mirror, tell him he can be it. I'm going in for the win.
Dirty. Yeah, real hot conversation. Big shout out to my dude, JP. All right, coming through, dropping some real hot conversation. Just finished listening to my dude, JLC, though. All right, on that last track. All right, my man, JP was he was heated, boy. He was letting it fly. Yes, you got anything you wanna, anything you wanna add on, you know what I'm saying? Any thoughts that you had of what JP was saying?
I agree with what he's saying. Knowledge is power. Without that knowledge, we don't have the power.
Well, I can't argue much there. JP is definitely real passionate about what he says, so make sure y'all check them out on Mondays. All right, get in that conversation. All right, they always got a hot topic during that shit 8:40 segment. All right, so tune in for that on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, we got a little bit longer left in the show before I get on out the door. All right, big shout out to Minka Love. All right, another fantastic artist, independent artist, reggae artist, all right, Caribbean artist. She was in the building about 2 weeks ago, all right, on the Listening Room DC, I believe it was, with Priest Alika. So make sure you go back to the archives and check out that interview. Definitely a fantastic interview. All right, up-and-coming young lady dropped off this song right here. Now, my man Priest didn't label the song right. I still got to get the name of the song right. So please, my apologies. 30 Basin
still
Radio.
Still haven't got it right. Still haven't got the name to the song yet?
I still got the name of the song yet. You know what I'm saying? Every time I look at the song, I be like, oh, I look at the song like, oh, the name of the song's not here. That's right. Because I forgot the name of the song's not here. I'm like, damn. So, yeah, once again, my apologies.
Well, then
Minka
I need
Love.
To remind you during the week to make sure you get the name to that song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I definitely need an assistant. I need an intern. I definitely. I need some help. I'm sorry,
well,
y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. But
your guest co-host, I'll be your intern. How about that?
Okay, I that's what it is. I got the intern now. All right, we see what it do. Let's see if I get a little bit more organized. All right, but this one ain't my fault, though. It's not my fault. I blame Priest for this one. But nonetheless, the artist is a fantastic artist. All right, shout out to Minka Love. Dirty Basement Radio. We'll be right back.
Yo, why them people love to accept pawn with some man? True, we don't look like we're mighty and strong. But watch the estimation, cause you could be wrong. Cause you see, the powers that we have, that no normal. And anything we touch, you know it gone viral. We just a work and a free out survival. Worship what? Now worship no idol. Don't know the goody if we keep that vital. With moringa juice, this to them what I tell. Real empress, put me up on pedestal. Don't know me work, now compete with the next gal. Yo, sick of this. Me know them a go sick of this. Give them a love pill and tell them self-swallow this. they know them in the wrong pick. Because we're powerful, even though we lick a bitch. Full of bliss, life so full of bliss. Give them a low feel and tell them to fix all of this. I try test, but they know they made the wrong pick. Because we're powerful, even though we lick a bit. The times what we're living is crucial. So with we energies, we start more frugal. Back off, bump. Make them know we have we crystal. Invoke what? Nah, invoke no demon. Just create positive vibration with sincere thoughts. Some deep meditation as I impress. How we rule the nation. Ready when them call lioness iration. Yo, sick of this. Me know them a go sick of this. Give them a low feel and tell them to be full of this. I try test, but they know they made the wrong pick. Because we're powerful, even though we lick a bit. Full of bliss, life so full of bliss. Give them a low feel and tell them to be full of this. I try test, but they know they made the wrong pick. Because we're powerful, even though we lick a bit. The powers that we have, that's not normal. And anything we touch, you know it gone viral. We just a work and a pre-out survival. Worship what? Nah, worship no idol. Don't know what the goody have to keep. That's vital with moringa juice. This you them were ital. Real empress, put me up on pedestal. Don't know me work now compete with the next girl. Yo, sick of this. Me know them a go sick of this. Give them a low pill and tell them to be full of this. I try test, but they know they made the wrong pick. Because we're powerful, even though we lick a bit. Full of bliss, life so full of bliss. Full of bliss, life so full of bliss. Full of bliss, full of bliss. Full of bliss, life so full of bliss. Full of bliss, full of bliss. Full of bliss, life so full of bliss.
Provocative, provocative, cockiness by the pimp. I body a freak, in and out of the sheets. To fly the creek, my calories, I'm low peak. Swimming down, let me lounge on the track. Bounce with a snap loud, but I'm lax smile. When I'm back foul, but I'm blessed. Wild, what I stress, I'd rather style with finesse. Crystal and get high, live and direct on the set. Now where they at, silence that rap queen into that. Running down on your trap, now get your gap. Brown in my glass, cash in my casket, I'm underground. Falling in the life, ass to death, I'm coming back. Flyer than I left, higher than I left. Hypertension deficit disorder, more wired than I left. Probably five bigger rests with a fireplace, full shape like a figure eight. With a wave like a bigger bell. Bigger matter of fact, now I'm on the matter of fact, you're now rolling with the crack. But Lord, seat covers keeping the peanut butter fresh. Wintertime, my circle get minimized. Keep my guys close like a thick hole in the thighs. Can I die? So can I live? Out of the question. Think you finna rise in Philly? Ride with the reverend. You gon' need all the blessings you can get. Blessings you can fit. My best suggestion to a freshman maneuver quick. You die trying to get rich. I ain't lying, streets. I ain't every inch. That's why the llama let a limp. A foot long to push gone, but I push on. Life short and a good die young. But we ain't done. We here in the red drawing. Patron and ballet. Porn stare in the red scoring with my knee rolling the tree. Leave it up to me. Clip every snitch. Give every stripper a tip. And all my niggas live like if you rich.
Our ancestors made it clear that we must be in a state of receptivity during this time. That means you can't be worried about your damn shoes. It means that you can't be worried about what kind of pork juice sandwich you're going to have for dinner. Everybody like their TV and their cable and that new digital shit they're coming out with. And if the brothers and sisters in the hip-hop community don't wake the fuck up, you're going to be obsolete.
Going to be obsolete. All right, so stay on point. You know what I mean? That's a cut off the original Algorithm. I produced in its entirety by the great Fourth Disciple. You will find that cut. You will find the songs by fantastic artists are involved in that project. And we got Planet Agents on that project. Rod Diggers on that project. Solomon Child is on that project. The late, great, legendary Sean Price is on that project. You know what I mean? Real, real serious. Not to be confused with the Algorithm that Snoop Dogg has recently put out. All right, we're talking the first and the foremost, the original, all right, that boom bap shit. All right, I don't know what Snoop is doing, all right? That's some real, you know, suspect shit that's going on over there. And he decided he want to put out a project called the Algorithm, all right, after this project drops. So that's real suspect. That's real suspect. All right, I don't care what nobody say. All right, I put a post out about it on my Instagram too. So, you know what I mean? I don't care what nobody got to say about it. That's what I think about it, and that's exactly what it is. But go and get that original Algorithm produced in its entirety by the great Fourth Disciple if you want that official boot bap. All right, straight like that. Nay, you got anything else on your mind before we get on out the door? We got a couple more minutes left in the show for today's show.
I just hope everyone has a beautiful weekend and happy holidays. And hopefully they won't be too stuck to hear the show next weekend.
Okay, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know. We might take next weekend off. I have to see how things flow. But we might take next weekend off for the for the long weekend. You know, people will be running around. People will be traveling. And like you say, people will be in food-induced comas. People are going to be stuffed. They're going to be – I'm telling you, they're going to have the itis. They're going to have the itis. They're going to be bad. The serious itis. They're going to have the itis like a motherfucker for the whole weekend. Motherfucker's going to be stretched down in front of the TV. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. So
you would have the show on this coming weekend since it's right before my B-Day.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we might have to see about that. See what's up with that. But, folks might be a little bit, too stuff. Not just for the turkey, people be, drinking their drinks and doing what they do. Enjoying their family.
Yeah, most definitely.
so we'll see how it do. We'll definitely see how it do. All right, big shout out to, all of my folks via social media, everybody that's on the website. Thank y'all so much for bearing with me, all right, as I deal with my sinus issues right now. All right, big shout out to my dude Shorty Sean. I know he's gonna be running around the city tomorrow. All right, doing some things. All right, big shout out to all my independent artists that's doing it in this COVID era, nonetheless. All right, let's see what we're gonna do before we get on out of here. Let me see if I can pull this song up. All right, big shout out to my dude, Jay Irv. All right, real good dude. All right, big shout out to my dude, D. What's happening up with him behind the scenes? All right, that's his cousin and whatnot. All right, plugged me into Jay Irv, the artist, some time ago. So we're gonna see. I don't know. I can't see the find. Okay, there we go. All right, big shout out to him right now. We're going to pull up one of his joints before we get on out the door. All right, he got a new joint I got to get on deck. All right, big shout out to him for including me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get y'all the information. Because you might have seen, or you might not have seen, when I had the opportunity to be interviewed on his platform. Yeah, DJ Sincere was interviewed all right, on that particular platform and his platform. And also, big shout out to my dude, Sheldon Seed, all right, at the Fist Coalition, all right, for showing love also. Big shout out to them. But as we get on out the door, we're going to close it down with my dude, Jay Irv, on this joint right here. So y'all take care and be safe. Get Dirty Basin Radio. Tune in Monday for the Listening Room Philly. I will appreciate NJP3. Definitely going to be a good show. All right, this is my dude, Jay Irv, Bittersweet. Y'all take care. Be safe. Peace.
I'm rolling with my co-conspirators, only God superior. Fans out in Nigeria, low-key revering us. Don't light your cigarette, let me know if you trigger yet. Your rappers already owe me, and after this, a bigger debt. Dropping up many parables, calculating the barrels. But fourth quarter for me is just love, for you it's terrible. When will they understand? My poetry simply beautiful. Fake news to you, but the facts are undisputable. Presidents will have to show me with this provision. MCing for me is a pre-existing condition. Hold up, let's take it back to the 90s and 80s. My sex is like Nirvana to these bare-necked ladies you vibe it to. The photogenic microphone in his career path, it could have been a human biogenics you hold. So if we ever got into a scrum, a mercy killing, you hear the slow beating of the drum. My appetite, destroy rappers who ain't rapping right, and dissect the inner workings of a satellite. When we talk, it better be about the bottom dollars. Reflect, I'm looking for the bread like a holler. Praises go out to Allah, whatever God that you follow. Thoughts so disappointed, I didn't talk about Prada. This is for the sharp-witted brothers really get it, who study they bogus charges, and finally they gotta quit it. Attitude is similar to red tail pilots. Stone face, the clear blue sky turned violet. When Jay talk, you better listen up for the nuggets. I'm gold mining the other prospects that said fuck it. But we want the whole music scene to be united. The bad rappers, I'm hoping that they suffer off the riders. For those who never tried us and thinking they shit is righteous, never knew we was kings, but coming up right beside us, you thought wrong. Cause now I'm reunited with the fam. It's three steps ahead of the law and Uncle Sam. Humanity, the tribal nature of it is insanity. Cop that kill Laquan, they taking care of his family. Document the shit that happened out here in the streets, and pay close attention to government overreach. Preach. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat.
Dirty.